The hymn 371, please. 371, the page is 326. My Jesus, I love thee, I know thou art mine. For thee all the pleasures of sin I resign. 371, standing to worship. Let's unite our hearts together in prayer. Our gracious God and our eternal and loving Heavenly Father, we rejoice again on this Sabbath morning that we can come into thy house and lift our hearts in gratitude and praise. We first of all give you thanks for this day and for the privilege that is ours, together publicly in thy house. And our Father, we come to seek thy face, and we ask, Lord, that you'll open these hearts of ours, and that you'll open thy word, and that you will instruct us therein, and that thy word might be hidden in our heart, that we might not sin against thee. We come, our Father, to give thee thanks for thyself, and we rejoice in thy wonderful work in creation, speaking this world into existence. We thank you also for that wonderful work in redemption, the giving of thy Son to be our Savior. And we thank you that he was the Lamb slain from before the foundation of the world, yet came forth in the fullness of time to be born of a virgin. And we thank you, Lord, for his sinless life upon this earth and for his atoning blood, the shedding of his precious blood, the satisfying of the demands of divine justice, opening up the way whereby we could come to thee. And we thank you, Lord, that today there is a way back to thee from the dark paths of sin. And we rejoice in the blood that was shed, in the sacrifice that was made, in the price that Christ paid for our redemption. And our Father, we thank you for that blood that speaketh better things than that of Abel. For while Abel's blood cried out for revenge and retaliation, we thank you that the blood of Christ speaks forgiveness. And our Father, even as we gather here, we ask for the covering afresh of the precious blood, and that we might this day be very conscious that God is here ministering to us. We give you thanks for each head bowed in your presence and ask that you'll bless your people, help us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. And for any as yet who may not have laid hold upon eternal life, have never sought thy face, we pray, Lord, that you'll draw them, and that irresistibly by your Spirit, that today they might be found in Christ. Our Father, we just pray for the congregation as a whole today, that you will meet their every need, even comforting them in the loss of their minister and friend. And today we commend Mr. Gray to thee and give you thanks for the years of faithful labor and service in this house. And now, our Father, we pray that even this day, as a new chapter opens in his ministry, that it might be even a more fruitful one. And our Father, we pray that as he ministers thy word in Tandragee, that you will give him many sheaves for his labor, that many might be brought out of darkness to light, and that your people might be built up. And our Father, we ask that he might be greatly encouraged in the Lord. And even in these weeks, as he travels up and down, that you will give to him journeying mercies. But we do pray for the vacant pulpit here. And our Father, we realize that you know all things. And our Father, we ask that congregation might be spared a long vacancy, and that you might bring them quickly to the man of your choosing. Our Father, we realize that we can leave the choice with thee, for your will is good and perfect and acceptable. And our Father, we just pray that you will protect the congregation in these days and do undertake for them that they might prove your grace greater than their need and prove that round about are always there.